You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, this is AfterBuzz TV for The Voice. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip about The Voice. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues.
Hey guys, what's up? It's The Voice Season 2, Blind Auditions Part 3, Episode 3. What's up? Welcome here. You got me, Michelle Macedo, Marcy, Mark.
That's right.
All M's, and but except for Ronnie.
Oh, it is all M's.
MMRMMM.
No.
Anyway, so let's go over these blind auditions today. We had quite a few talented people, quite a few crazy people. What do you guys think? Who was first?
The androgynous girl. I don't even know her name.
Sarah Golden.
The girl that they made you think that she was super ugly or something, or she had like one eyeball or not a nose or something like that.
For 75% of her audition, we didn't see her face.
Just fuzzy.
Yeah, and at first it's like, okay, cool, this is cool that we're kind of have our backs turned.
Yeah.
And then it was like, okay, can we just see?
We saw her silhouette at first in the interview, so I was like, okay, they're not showing it because she's, like, not wearing makeup, and she's clearly going to be
She wasn't cute,
masculine,
but what was
whatever.
Even worse is vocally, she was like, whatever.
Yeah, she was whatever. I thought they were going to make it, they kind of built it up a little.
Too much.
A little too much.
Yeah.
Way too much.
So, do you guys think she was as bad as they made it seem?
She was just androgynous and just butch, not cute, though.
Like, yeah. But if, you know, if you're into that,
yeah,
then she would be cute.
Two people were into that.
Two people, yeah.
Who? CeeLo okay. And Blake, both.
Okay, and
both you saw CeeLo turn around and go,
ooh, yeah.
Yeah, he bit his lip, like,
ooh, yeah, he turns around at the wrong ones. Basically, he shouldn't be on The Voice. He should be on Idol or something.
He should be on Top Model.
He can just, like, judge.
Something.
I know, seriously. That might be dangerous. Oh, my God. Don't put him in the same house as those
He'd be
people.
Like, I need you to come sit on my lap.
Oh,
so
God.
I can make the decision.
So I can think about it. Well, don't you think, Fluffy, whatever his name, her name, the cat. Oh, okay. Okay, who do you guys think that she should have gone with?
I think she shouldn't have gone. She shouldn't have gone, period. She shouldn't have. Nobody
no
should have
one
turned
should
around.
Have turned around.
Yeah, no.
I don't think she was terrible.
Do you think somebody should turn around for her?
I don't think they should have turned around, but, I mean, it was the opening act, and
yeah,
it was one of those, this is a TV show moment.
Yeah. I was confused on why they were going so much into her story. Mostly it was, like, about the story. Her voice didn't really blow me away or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She was whatever.
A surprise.
So we won't be seeing much more of Sarah. Mm-hmm.
But she went with CeeLo.
She went with CeeLo. I thought she'd go with Blake.
She should have went with Blake.
But now that I think about it, country isn't exactly the safest venue for people like her, meaning people with short hair.
Lesbians?
People
is that what
short,
you're saying?
I'm just saying people with short hair. What
I
are you talking
really
about?
Heard.
She might be too tall. Like you're too
you don't
tall.
Think she's a lesbian?
Oh, what? Oh no, she totally is.
Oh, okay.
But who knows?
Yeah.
But who knows?
Yeah, no problem.
But, you know, I'm into girls that, like, dress like dudes.
That are cute, though?
I mean, if they're talented.
But are cute, too?
But yeah, I guess she's not. You know, not.
There's no redeeming cute quality for her. There are some butch girls that are just, like, cute. They have something about them. But, like.
That's true. Some feminine thing.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to watch
you
her
wouldn't,
sing.
You wouldn't.
Yeah. She's. No.
Who knows? Maybe CeeLo can pull something out of her that, you know?
Well, he turned
maybe.
Around.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Poor CeeLo. That's what I'm going to say about that.
Yeah. I think she is definitely not going to turn straight from him. Okay. Who went up next?
Ellie?
Yeah, Ellie.
Blonde. From
Smush Face.
That's what you called it. I think that's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Kind of like
you guys are on the mean tangent.
Oh, see, I totally.
I am not
forget.
Mean. I am accurate.
Okay, you...
I'm like.
I'm like so thinking about it from like a totally different standpoint. I'm just like, ah.
I had a bad audition day today, so I might be a little more negative than I usually am.
Yeah. So if you want to email in or call in 424-256-1729 to give Marcy a compliment, I would say that today would be the day
today
to do it.
Yeah.
Or you can email it in.
By the way.
Thank you.
Last week, but
thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It's just a
was that my compliment?
Post-audition hello.
High five.
That's it, yeah.
Do you see how big this guy's hands are? Check that out.
Whoa.
Insane.
I mean, you have small hands.
But Marcy, in comparison, you're just like too tall. Obviously.
Yeah, I'm too tall.
That's just the problem.
According to my audition.
Clearly, yeah.
Anyway, so Ellie was a no.
Where's she from? Texas or something?
Don't know.
Yeah, I think she's from Texas.
She has some really intense southern accent.
She was like 19 and she looked like she could have been 30 with three children already.
Yeah. And she brought her parents.
She had a good attitude though.
She did.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what she took out of it. As she went on throughout her song, she did Begging for Mercy.
Oh, right.
As she got towards the end of the song, I started hearing that cool tone that...
Yeah, you know, I kind of thought they'd turn around.
Yeah.
Because her voice is unique, has an interesting tone.
Yeah, I think she's only 19 and she has something to work with.
Yeah, definitely. She's
gotta work
definitely.
It out.
She seemed happy anyway. She seemed
yeah,
like,
she had a good attitude. What's up. That's what I did like about her.
That's true. She did. And she's super blonde. Natural.
Super smush face.
Do you think?
I think she's like a dirty blonde, but then went extra blonde for the show.
Platinum.
Yeah.
She has a what face?
Smush.
Okay, cool. So who followed her?
Well,
Pip.
Yeah, Pip.
Yeah, Pip.
Yeah, I think we knew his name just by seeing his outfit.
Do you think that that's his real name? Or is that like a weird
doesn't
stage
matter.
Name
he had a bow tie on.
Yeah, that's his real name.
Never there was Marcy nothing like sexy it. About
well,
this
you
dude.
Just have, you have like a, you have a nickname type of thing for everyone. So we should just
Me?
Refer to them. Yeah.
Oh, the
we
bow
got
tie
the smush
dude.
Face. We got the bow tie. We got what the first
androgynous
one?
Girl.
Androgynous girl.
So, I need to write down names. I know.
Yeah, you just know, but you certainly do.
I got
know
better
them by
as
the
it goes
you,
on.
You hate them by for sure. Mm.
I didn't hate him.
But
he was his voice was good.
He was different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just needs a stylist. Like, he'll be okay.
Yeah. I think he has a stylist, but it's a whack stylist with the suspenders and the bow tie.
Yeah, it is a whack one.
They're really
perhaps
pushing
his mother.
The bow tie this year.
Well, you know, it's supposed to be chic. It's not for everybody.
Where else has the bow tie been?
Bruno Mars.
Oh, Bruno.
He pulled it off.
Yeah, he can do that. Because
he's a geekoid.
You know what? The first episode, we had a bow tie guy, didn't we?
I don't remember.
Did he get... Did he get...
Oh, yes. The big fat dude.
Yeah, this looked like it was a little version of him.
Oh.
Yeah, with a better voice.
Yeah, the big guy. I know what you're talking about. The guy from, like, Riverside. That's what I remember.
I don't remember. But he had glasses and he had a bow tie.
Yes, yeah.
And, like... some box haircut.
Yes, thing. Totally.
I think they're gonna do something cool with Pip. I don't think we'll see any more bow ties.
I do. I think.
I hope not.
Wait, he got Adam, and you know Adam is like the quintessential cool rocker.
And Adam
dude now,
totally
so.
Related to him. I don't know if you remember, but a long time ago when Maroon 5 was like kind of getting famous, Adam was like pretty nerdy dressing.
He was a geeky boy.
He was.
You know,
we
like,
forget
they totally started out in Colorado. Yeah, love,
really?
Love,
really?
Yeah. I'm from Colorado.
I started liking him because Hillary Duff liked him.
What?
Well, if I had a nickel every time someone said that.
Okay,
Jesus.
Well, Adam, I loved you because you were talented, not because some little teeny bopper girl who wasn't talented liked you.
But she sure does have a lot of Twitter followers. She means you when she says teeny bopper girl.
No.
That's what she means. Totally. Sort of.
Now who's the mean girl?
Oh, I don't know.
Thank you, Michelle. Taking some of that pressure off of me.
Yeah, totes. Okay, so then, what are... Oh, Adam, Pip. Okay, yeah. Who did
Adam.
He go with?
Adam.
He picked Adam.
Yeah. He chose Adam.
They can go... They can go be geeks together somewhere.
Yeah, that's a...
I think Adam's going to cool him up.
Yeah.
I'm kind of...
Put a vest on
it's
him.
It's going to be a good thing. Like,
yeah, I think so, too.
Get some gel in that hair. Like, it's going to be all good.
Moves, like Jagger.
No moves.
Yeah.
Adam doesn't have any moves either.
Just things
about... Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
No. Love you, Adam. No moves, though.
Love you, Hillary Duff.
Yeah.
Oh.
Isn't she married? And like
you said that one
about to have a kid?
Hopefully.
She did have a kid, and she also came out with a book.
Oh, look at that.
I know about a fiction book. It's so weird, and I saw it one
day. I'm not lying. I loved Lizzie McGuire. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, right.
Totes.
But, like...
It's certainly...
She can't sing.
It's a long way away from Lizzie McGuire. Yeah. You know? I mean, right now, that was her peak, I feel.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, I love that show.
Lizzie was the best. I was totally all about it.
Yeah, in that Italian movie. Anyway, if she was on The Voice, I don't even...
It would be a rap.
Yeah. It would certainly
have you heard her sing live? Come on.
No. I happen to like the theme song.
You just want to hit that.
All right.
Oh, what's the theme song?
I want to hit that.
No. Coming clean or something?
Oh, you know all the words.
Coming clean after I hit that.
Yep. Oh. Clearly.
I'm pretty sure you guys are talking about The Voice still, right?
We're totally talking about The Voice. Who's next?
Aaron.
Aaron.
Heart-wrenching story.
The dad had cancer story.
Oh, stage 4 of pancreatic cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a...
Damn.
It was sad.
And then she's like, yeah.
Did she make it? I can't
help distract me.
Okay. Yeah, she did make it. She the only person that turned around was Blake for her.
Blake.
And she was, it was solid. I think the story definitely helped her, but...
She was okay.
It was worth seeing her going back with the parents. And
yeah. Totally cute. Yeah. Totally made daddy's life, probably.
Yeah. Do you guys think that he's going to, like, live to see the...
Yeah.
If she...
Yeah,
stays in it for the finale.
Absolutely. The human will is so much more powerful than disease.
Let's hope so. I really hope that's true. Hey, guys, we have a drunk Phil in the studio now. He's just drunk and coming in. Pretty obvious, no? Just went past the camera. But anyway, unfortunately, he's too drunk to show his face.
So Aaron was like, unforgettable. I mean, forgettable for me.
She kind of looks like a musical theater person. No offense, musical theater people.
It was that hair and, like,
but it was,
neck.
Like, the theater girl, you know, who's, like...
Stereotypical.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah. Something about her, I was, like...
I wasn't feeling her. I mean, yeah. I'm glad she made it for her and her dad.
She had a good voice.
So, good for her. Katrina.
Agree.
Katrina.
I don't remember her.
Katrina Park.
Wait, what's their last name?
Oh, yeah, Katrina Parker. She was, The girl that was in the office, and they came and surprised her with
She has an awful job.
She had a great
cubicle.
Voice.
She does.
She really had a great voice.
They surprise her.
She needs a stylist and a makeover so bad.
Yeah, that's true. But I liked her dress.
Yeah.
Nope, didn't even like that. I just liked her voice.
Not even for, it's like a package. You like? Yeah, cool. Yeah. That was a cool cubicle. We should probably audition for that cubicle.
She won that already.
Just
for an insurance company.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. They're like, oh, you can go back and tell the insurance girls, eat your heart out.
Her voice was great. That's all I gotta say.
She did have a great voice.
She needs a makeover so bad.
Yeah, and she just like didn't tell anyone that she's a singer. I get that, but her job totally sucks, so.
Damn. Nothing like being in a cubicle.
Yeah, damn. So, who went after her?
Good question.
Adam.
The guy that I was pulling for the most. Adam?
Went for her.
Oh, no. Adam went for her, yeah.
Oh, and she went with him?
She had to.
That's the only person that did go for her.
Yeah.
No, but the guy next is who I was pulling for the
most. Oh, David Grease?
Yeah. I mean, it just seemed like David Grease, the bald dude, kind of looked...
The football player, the ex-football player.
Oh, really? Yeah. You were so quiet there in the corner.
Look, he likes Hillary Duff.
I know.
Give it a break.
The truth comes out.
Yeah. Wait, what?
The truth. So, you felt like you relate because, you know, you're also...
Well, he plays guitar and sings.
Athletic and...
Yeah, very athletic, you know.
I just guessed that, by the way.
His voice was decent. I mean, to me, he was better than a few people that we already talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I was kind of surprised at that one.
And he got a no.
You think Sweet Home Alabama was a good choice?
Yeah. Everybody likes that song. Knows
you
it.
The crowd rocking?
Sure. Yeah. Everybody likes it. Everyone knows it. I think
that was a producer's mishap.
I think that they really base it on their thinking like, oh, well, I already have like two people on my team, you know?
That's true. Yeah.
So
that sound like him.
Yeah. And I guess Christina is going for as much diversity as possible.
Which I think is a horrible idea.
Yeah, that, you know.
Stay in your lane.
Stay in your, yeah, stay what you're good at. So, you know, like Adam should be with a bunch like, of like,
yeah, I would never take
dudes.
A country person. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I could dress you up and do what I think you might look like.
Adam, yeah.
But like, if you're coaching somebody, shouldn't you do what you know?
Well, I guess we'll see. Yeah. It's, I mean,
just
I guess
just
then.
Put a bow tie on and you'll be good.
Totally fine. Yeah. And I'm so psyched. Okay. So who's after that?
Jeff.
Who's Jeff?
All I have is that he had the cutest little mocha mix kids.
Oh, those, yeah.
Yeah. So go Jeff for the cute voice? Little mocha. I don't really know what he sounded like. I just know he had cute kids.
I think he's saying a Stevie Wonder song, but he had the shades rocking. Older dude, too. I think he's the older.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was the older, bald, black guy.
The shades were distracting a little bit.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, they didn't have to
or
see
who
him.
Who did he pick?
Good question. He chose Christina.
Oh.
That's right. But,
yeah. I feel like all the guys, if given a choice, choose Christina.
Do you see her boobs? They can't see past that.
That's true.
Yeah. They're just like, hello.
It's quite distracting. It's quite distracting. You're thinking about Hillary Duff.
I know. Hillary Duff's boobs.
Yeah. Or I won't say it. But anyway, continue on.
Okay. So he chose Christina. He wasn't memorable for me. I don't know.
No, me neither. I just remember the shades. What's swinging?
He came out swinging. Mm. Just hot off the top.
Mm.
You'll see a lot of him.
All right, well.
Remember that.
He looked very, you know, like, I guess, I mean, that's why it's the voice, but he looked very, like,
one of my biggest
like,
pet peeves
guy.
Is, like, when people wear sunglasses
indoors. Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Seriously, stop it.
That's a pretty crazy habit.
It drives me nuts.
You can do it if you're Stevie Wonder.
And if you're going to wear them, just start off
you
with them.
Probably do it.
You know, start off and then take them off.
Maybe that's what
because
he was doing. Cause he was,
I can't connect with you if I can't see your eyes.
That's true. The eyes
so
are a big
window
part
to
of
the
a
soul.
Performer. Yeah. Yeah.
But he was singing a Stevie Wonder song. Maybe he wanted to wear the shades.
Maybe. He could have, you know, and some people can just like close their eyes. You could do that if you're freaked out.
I guess.
You know?
I don't like when people close their eyes and sing. I mean, some moments.
No, yeah. Think. Me neither.
I don't like when their eyes are closed the whole time.
The whole time.
That's
like,
annoying.
Sometimes it's cool, but.
Yeah. It is.
I know starting off as a performer, I did that a lot. I think I did my first three.
What? Do you think it was because you were like
scared? Blind.
Oh, yeah, and I was just playing fast, too. It was just like.
Oh, totally. I know that. Yeah. I used to play like really fast.
I did 4 minute like, songs, like 2 minutes.
We so need to do like an After Buzz talent show.
Toads.
Something.
Starring just us three. We won't tell anybody else about
it. Sounds good to me.
Okay, good. I'm glad we worked that out.
Lots of shine time.
Exactly.
Hysterical.
Exactly. Okay, so who is after that?
Aaron Martin.
The chick. The peacock chick.
Peacock chick.
I don't know.
I just have interesting. I don't even know.
No, the model
it's like
chick,
a quail
right?
thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the model chick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She was.
I thought she was going to suck. Because honestly, this is so awful. But like immediately when they put somebody really pretty, I'm always like, they're going to suck.
Right. You know, that's like, it's interesting like- that's an automatic thing that we go to. But it's true.
Yeah.
Because she didn't suck.
Because my thinking is, well, when I look back on it, it's like, oh, she's pretty, so she probably gets a lot of things, like anything she wants. So people probably tell her whatever. And then she said she had showcases, and people said she wasn't developed enough.
Right.
But although she needs to, like, develop vocally more, I think people don't even want to touch that.
I think her voice is interesting.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I will be very interested to see what she sounds like on other songs.
Yeah, totally.
Because, you know, some people, like, they sound good in a certain lane, and that's it.
Yeah.
They can't do anything else.
Weird, though. She picked the Heather Delilah.
Oh, yeah, that was kind of weird choice.
That's the one song I wouldn't think that she was going to sing.
It'd be interesting to see how she sounds.
But, yeah, no, I thought she was
through other things.
She's got a cool Egyptian warrior.
She looks great. Yeah. She sounds
she knows
really
exactly
interesting and different.
Which warrior princess she is.
Right.
There's no question.
She's a nice one.
She's
not like
certainly not Xena.
And the best part of this was that it gave us an opportunity to see CeeLo be creepy again.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the best.
That's
CeeLo's
a great reminder.
Super uber creepy. Like,
yeah.
Like pedophilic.
How is his arms?
Yeah, he's got that penguin thing going. But it's like bordering like...
Jabba
pedophile-ish.
The Hutt,
like, I'm just like, CeeLo, pull back.
It's definitely creepy how intense he gets on, like, the facial expressions.
Yeah,
stuff.
When he turned around, he was like, yeah. Ugh. I was like, it was almost, ew. I was like,
almost the same face he did when he turned around on the first girl.
Oh, with the little androgynous chick? I know, like, oh.
So what's this girl's name? What is your nickname for her?
I just have interesting.
I guess it's. I guess it has to be Peacock chick.
Yes. I'd probably just call her Pretty Girl.
All right, yeah. And she is gorgeous. She just started singing because she was more, modeling before.
She's more pretty with her mouth closed. That's my opinion.
I was going to ask you guys, as performers, do you have issue with her being that person? Oh, I started singing 2 years ago. I know she was doing something else.
No, that's a lie. Nobody starts singing 2 years ago. Even if you're just singing in your room. Because, like, I mean, I didn't start singing until way, way late. But I always...
You sang.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Just not in public.
Pursuing professionally.
Right. I wasn't pursuing it. But, like, yeah...
I just feel like these shows, you need passion. Like, that's what I want to see as a viewer. And when you have somebody, and especially her being very good looking, I mean, we could all agree she was a model. She looks like Cassie Ventura, the artist. But
is that her last name?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, who knew that?
You basically, you know, watch this and you're like, why doesn't she have the passion? She's just, I don't want, as a viewer, I don't want the talent that's on The Voice being, well, I just kind of started singing. Like,
but why not?
That was my only issue.
That's what they do in the industry anyway.
I mean, and that's, I just feel like as an audience, like, I feel what you're saying. Like, I want her to have all or nothing, you know, have
all
the stakes on the line.
Well, I think I get what Marcy's saying. Like, oh, these the entertainers these days now do come in as an actress, and then they, you know,
crossover.
I.e., Hillary Duff.
Yeah,
do you feel it coming?
I try to make an exit.
Yeah.
So.
By the way, hey, Hillary Duff. Oh. Yeah.
I'm like, she's been a great example for this evening. Thanks.
This is the most attention Hillary Duff has gotten in, like, 5 years. But
hashtag seriously. Number.
Anyways, Hillary Duff. Who was next performing, or do you guys have anything
James.
Else to say about her?
I will be interested to see what she's going to do.
Yeah,
I want to hear what other songs she's going to do and what they're going to pick for her. I mean, because she already... Whatever they do to her stylistically is going to be beautiful. Like, so I want to see what else she's going to do.
I feel like the reason maybe why major labels wouldn't sign her is because it would be taking a chance because it's risky. People might not like it because she doesn't look like the way she sounds or whatever.
I bet you that has nothing to do with it. I bet you if she's really only been singing for 2 or 3 years, she doesn't have any direction.
Yeah,
she doesn't
know
and
she's
what
saying,
she wants to do. She's probably not even a good puppet. So, they're like, what do we do with you?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But it was unexpected.
I know Adam didn't turn around, but I think he would be a... You think CeeLo would be a
I think CeeLo is actually a really good pick for her. Because he's so out of the box, and she seems like she can be so out of the box.
Yeah.
So...
I think that's a good pick.
I think it's really going to work in his favor, actually.
It certainly is going to work
America,
in his favor.
America, when it gets to the point where they have to vote, they're going to vote her off immediately.
Mm.
So, yeah, because this is The Voice, and people want to see the freaks make it.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, like...
What a quote.
I'm sorry.
No. That's just, like, it's funny. I think we should put that as the new, like, AfterBuzz motto. Especially for reality TV and
people
The Voice.
People want to see the freaks make it.
Because, I mean, it's The Voice. People want to see the freaks make it.
The freaks are definitely winning these days on reality TV. That's for sure.
Seriously.
So that's why it's a free-for-all.
I've been doing this all wrong. I mean, why am I going to auditions? I should just get on a reality show.
So true.
Jesus.
You better do something crazy to get on that reality show. Bad Girls Club? Anyone?
You know, I could do that, but then I'd be in jail, and that'd be all bad.
Mm.
Yeah, my mom would not appreciate
that. That might hurt your career.
Yeah.
Or help. T.I.
Or help.
Or help.
It's so
There's
true.
Another reality show about...
I wish somebody would come and, like, smack me or do something retarded. Are you kidding me?
Mm.
Yeah. They would have to call lots of people to pry me off of whoever.
I feel
I'm
it.
I'm just saying.
I feel it.
Anyway.
Fierce.
Dangerous.
fierce and dangerous. It's always the smaller ones.
Seriously, you gotta watch out for
you
us.
Got the feisty, because everyone our whole lives has been, oh, you're so small. Yeah. So no, mad.
You might be able to take me, but you are going down with wounds.
Yeah,
I promise.
Exactly.
Like,
you won't stand
you
a chance.
You heard
it here
first.
So who is after that?
James. He was the one with the ears and the eyebrows.
Yeah, those are some ears.
He's from Boston.
Yeah,
he the car.
The car industry. His dad. He's like, I want you to come back to the shop, James.
He was not good.
He was very Backstreet Boy.
He was
asking
a bad
his voice.
Boy band member.
Yeah.
He was like the backup singer in the boy band.
Like, what?
Band.
What's that one? What? You know the one that they made fun of? Well, it was like a parody one, whatever, the all-boy band.
Together?
Yes.
Which one? Which guy?
No, just the band together.
Oh. The entire band. He was like the entire band.
His real life was like that entire show.
Yeah, pretty much.
The hardest part of breaking up is getting back your stuff.
And like, his story was retarded. It didn't even have anything to do with him. Yeah. He was like,
Yeah, we as a group, we had to rewatch it because, I mean, it sounded very, you know, there was a shooting.
They showed a picture of his brother.
And it literally was sort of broken down as somebody who knew somebody who should have been in this facility, who lived in the same state. Got shot, which again, the shooting thing
they were his friends, right?
It was a rap group that him and his brother sang hooks for.
And his brother was supposed to be at that meeting or whatever, and he wasn't.
So it seemed like the voice was kind of trying for that stuff.
Yeah, they were reaching. They were like, come on, you don't have anything? Come on,
more so the performance to me, just, I wasn't into
it.
The only thing I think an audience could get into is actually not his singing ability. It's the fact that, you know,
his ears.
He had bomb shoes.
Ears and eyebrows, but listen, the fact that that Drake song, you're used to hearing it on the radio, and then it was performed with the instruments, but that has nothing to do with him. You know, that's more just the way it's performed. And my big issue with him is, it's like what I said about the big guy with the bow tie.
Yeah.
I just feel like if you're the big guy, don't dress like you are, like you could be rocking a bow tie.
Yeah.
And if you, this slimy-looking guy named James, he was performing, I mean, bless him for his I guess you would say his swagger for assuming that he was like a sex symbol. He was performing as such, and I think if you're an unattractive
person... He was
wearing
like a Letterman jacket.
If you're an unattractive person, I could speak on this, I guess. I'm not the most attractive person.
Oh, shut up. We need more than one call in today.
I'm joking. I'm just saying stay in your lane. Like, he literally was rocking it. It's okay, there's other ways to perform, but he was performing as if... there was women throwing panties at him, and that bugged me.
Did you think that didn't bug me at all?
I feel like, you know what? Aspire to be what you want to be.
I guess I should have that confidence. Yeah, I know.
However, it didn't matter what he was doing. He sucked. Well, that was the bottom line. He could have had all the swagger in the world. He still sucked.
Yeah.
Well, don't get me wrong. He did not have swagger. I don't even like that word. But my point is, he rocked it like women were into him.
Yeah.
Which again,
you know what?
Credit
Sing
to some...
like you're in your bedroom
exactly.
And you are your number
you're right.
one fan.
I'll give you that. But it was tough to watch because I was like, this guy's
a cornball. It was still painful.
I'm a cornball. Yeah. And I would never sing as if like women are throwing their panties at me because I would know my lane.
It
know
was
your
still
lane.
Painful.
But for that song, I mean, you kind of have to work the crowd to try to...
Well, I think that if he got more in touch with the passion for it, then there wouldn't be that issue.
No,
and whatever way
he's
trying to come across.
He needs to get more in touch with getting his eyebrows done. Maybe some threading.
He certainly needs to get in touch. Yeah, maybe threading is a good option for
maybe
him.
Maybe get them ears tucked back.
The best thing I thought about
maybe
this.
Maybe wear a hat. I don't know. Like something.
I did like the family support. When they showed the shot, two of them.
The dad jumping and dancing.
I'm a huge family person, so I know anything that goes well in even my career, like my family gets real into it. And I thought that was really nice to see. And I know you see it with everybody, but it was special with
my family is really truthful. So if I suck at anything, they let me know.
But the dad didn't know his son
sucked.
We all know he sucked.
Well, they think he's awesome. He didn't suck. I mean, his voice. But imagine if you didn't see the ears and eyebrows.
He was pitchy. He was not on key.
He was a little pitchy.
For a lot of the song. He's not cute.
He
didn't have any stage presence to me.
It's true, but all they did was like
hear it. Goofy looking little white boy on stage. Like, it was not good.
He looked goofy, but... I lived in Boston for 4 years, and Ronnie, I think this probably has to do with
I lived there
what you're
too
saying.
For 3 years.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just saying there's slim pickings out there. So
are you
I'm saying
me?
That girls get excited.
What about
in
like people like Mark Wahlberg and like
yeah, he moved out here.
What about exactly? But still,
I know. I don't know where the hell they. Oh, you mean Matt Damon?
Matt Damon and them. They're hot. Yeah.
Those are the two people. And
well,
Maria.
I'm sure our Massachusetts audience does
people.
Not want to hear that that's the best-looking guy out there. But, you know, again, bless him for feeling so confident. I just would have liked maybe another song choice because that song choice did warrant that sort of,
James
you know,
is going home. That's what I'm going to say about James.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be – James is going to be at the house talking about, oh, my God, I really do need to get my eyebrows done, and I really do need to tuck my ears.
Yeah.
Sorry, James.
He's going to listen to this.
He did quote, you know, Matt Damon.
Oh, how you like them apples.
Yeah.
He just had
Is that
to.
A quote?
It is from Good Will Hunting.
Wow.
Don't even know what it means.
All right, then.
But that's because it's like the Boston movie. Everyone bashing, like, I know him.
James is going to be at the house. That is my prediction for James.
He's going to be at the house.
He's going to be at the house.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, real quick, we're going to stop the host for just 1 second here at After Buzz. I believe we got a phone call from a voice contestant.
Is this Winter Ray?
Real quick, just as Winter is joining us, Michelle Macedo is our host, along with Marcy Alago Music.
Hello.
And Mark E. My name is Ronnie, and I believe we have Winter, who was performing and competing today. Is this Winter?
Yes, this is Winter. Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Awesome job on The Voice tonight. Was it weird to watch yourself?
You know what? It actually was really weird. I wasn't sure how I was going to look on stage. I've never seen myself on a stage like that or on TV, so it was really interesting, and I was stoked. I was so stoked.
So positive, then. I know some people can be their own worst critics.
I'm like, girl, your hair...
You look great.
...is, like, to die for.
It's
Love
awesome.
It.
Do that to my hair. I don't think you could, but...
It's getting a bit longer now. I'm letting it grow a little bit. Still blue.
Still blue. Still blue.
It's
yeah.
And when it grows out, do you keep it that length? You just like to keep it super short in that style particularly?
Well, I do have the left side is still shaved, but I actually dyed my hair up to my natural color for a while because I wanted my hair to get longer. And it wasn't growing because my hair is so dark naturally that I had to bleach the ends or the roots in order to keep it that blue.
Your hair is dark?
So hair,
naturally?
Yeah, I have naturally almost black hair.
Oh, yeah, whoa. You saw part of that in the...
So it's, I had to bleach it. And so I had it a normal color for a little bit, and then it got a little bit longer. So now I went back to it. And I think it's a good choice, guys. The blue seems to fit me. Yeah.
You know, the blue does. You know, and also everybody online wants to know, what is the history with your relationship with Perez Hilton? Perez.
Oh, well, Perez and I have known each other for a few years now, 3 or 4 years. We met at like a business meeting and we just became friends, and he's been like a die-hard supporter of mine ever since and always has my back, and he's an amazing, amazing human being. And I didn't know he was going to be back there. Like, when I walked back there, I was like, oh, my God, Perez. Like, I had no idea. I knew that he might be there, but nobody told me, had confirmed with me that day.
Winter,
so,
I wanted to ask you something about what Perez does as far as his audience and what he could do for the media. You know, obviously Lady Gaga made it on her own, but you know, he gave her a huge push. Is he utilizing his website for you? And I know he also has some like record label type of production that he gets involved with. Is that something that you're going to collaborate with him on?
You know, I don't know. I'm, you know, that's not really something that we've talked about so much. I would hope so. I mean, I hope that he's going to blast me on his site.
So he hasn't done that so far? Like, he's not tweeting back and forth with you? He's not doing that sort of thing?
No. We tweet back and forth. He actually, I did a short cover. I have a YouTube. It's youtube.com/thewinterray1. And I did a short cover of a Christina Aguilera song,
oh.
Hurt. It's one of my favorite songs.
I love that song.
and he actually had retweeted it. So yeah, he does do things like that. But as far as, I haven't been on his website yet, but I'm hoping that, you know, tomorrow when he posts about all the voice stuff, he throws me on there. Hint, hint.
Well, I think that you were robbed. I mean, like, there were so many other vocalists that I didn't think should have made it through, but I thought you should have.
It was confusing.
I really appreciate that, and that seems to be I haven't seen so far as yet any negative comments, which I really appreciate, because a lot of times you notice there always seems to be haters. Mm-hmm. I have not seen one, and that's amazing to me, and nothing but good things have come out of this, and if anything, I've become stronger. And you know, Adam Levine was so sweet to me, and everybody was, but he just, I mean, what he said to me just completely resonated. It's true, like every single artist comes up against rejection and failure, yeah. And the ones that end up making it are the ones that keep on going. So
that is so
that's
true.
What I'm gonna keep doing.
Yeah. Girl, I just got cut out of a big audition today, so I feel you. And keep going. You're awesome.
Yeah, I like the fact that you
Thank you. You
said you don't have a plan B. That's something that I really, you know, as an artist, I don't have a plan B either. You know, we all we're
because it's our career.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. Life.
And I think that's really cool. Did you? So you did Take a Bow. Did you have any other song that you were deciding between that one and some other?
You know, another one of the songs that I really wanted to do was Halo by Beyonce. And, you know, I think that I love that song. It's literally one of my favorite songs to sing. And, but, you know, I don't have any regrets. Like, it was either Take a Bow or Halo, and I went with the simpler one, and maybe I shouldn't have, but I think everything, like I said, everything happens for a reason, and I think that, I mean, seriously, like, this is amazing. Like, I was just on the show tonight, and I'm talking to you guys right now. I totally wasn't expecting that. Like,
that is crazy. The one thing, like, I personally thought you probably should have done a different song, because clearly your vocals are far beyond what Rihanna can do. I think Halo would have probably really, you probably would have killed that. I can't wait to go actually look at your YouTube and see, like,
yeah,
your
videos, you should post that
and stuff.
Yeah, please do. I mean, I really, that very well could have been it. I mean, obviously there weren't very many notes.
So, I mean, did nerves get to you or what? When you were up there and performing, BT Dubs, for all the listeners, we're tuning in right now with Winter Ray from The Voice tonight. And when you're performing during it and people weren't turning around, I mean, weren't you really nervous?
You know, actually, that's really interesting, because before I went on stage, somebody said, "Are you nervous?" And I get nervous in front of small groups of people. Mm. But there's like 400 people in that room, and I was fine. But there came a point in the song towards the end of it where I knew they weren't turning around. Mm. And the last line was, "And it's over now." And, man, like, I was like, it's over, guys.
It was, like, the worst.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I know. I was pretty, I was not expecting it. But it's one of those things that it doesn't make me any less of an artist, and it's just another hurdle that I'm jumping over, and I'm going to make it, you know?
Yeah.
It's not, obviously, I'm not taking it in a way where I'm like, oh, maybe I should think about, you know, going another career. I'm like, no, I literally don't have a plan B. I work in a bowling alley, which, by the way, I love.
Yo, we got to come down there and say what's up.
For real.
Are you seriously do. I mean, I'm there almost every day. Come on down, Lucky Strike LA Live.
are you working on Valentine's Day, or you have a Valentine's Day?
Ay-yi-yi.
Oh, get right to it.
Oh, Winter, I do not have a Valentine.
Winter, we do want to encourage you.
I am working on Valentine's Day, actually.
Me too. Ooh,
Winter.
At a bar. I feel you, girl.
We could have a lot of good chatting about...
What bar?
About,
Rockwell.
Where are you guys located?
I work at Rockwell in Silver Lake.
Winter, that's what I was going to say. We are in Encino. We should definitely reach out to Kristen Snyder, who helped book you for our show. And, you know, there's a possibility that you could come in and maybe do some commentary on The Voice itself, seeing as you were somebody who went through the audition process and you actually, you know, met Carson Daly and these hosts and judges or whatnot. So we will get in touch with Kristen and hopefully get you in and be on the panel to talk about this show at some point, if that works out good with you.
Yeah, I would absolutely love to do that, and make sure that you guys get my number from her.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
don't
sure.
give that, don't give it out on the air.
Yeah, no, let's not do that.
How bad would it be if I was like, and here's my number?
Well,
right now
it would be a good experiment.
Out,
give out your YouTube
handle,
though.
Handle,
oh, tell us where we can find your music.
Okay. So you can now, I have some covers on my YouTube. It's youtube.com/thewinterray1, and that's the number one.
The Winter
and then
Ray?
Go to my Facebook. It's facebook.com/thewinterray. And Ray is spelled R-A-E.
Okay.
And also my Twitter is /thewinterray.
Nice.
And that's where you can find my stuff. And I'm going to be spending all night talking to people, so feel free to tweet at me, whatever you guys got to do.
Nice.
And thanks.
Is Winter Ray your? Is that a stage name that you chose?
Yeah, it actually is. My real name is actually my parents' name that gave me is Holly Ray.
Oh, that's a good one too.
Winter came a few years ago. I had a dream one night, and it just I just started making people call me Winter, and that's kind of how that happened.
Nice,
it works.
What's your sign?
I'm an Aries. What's
oh,
your
cool
sign?
Beans. I'm a Sagittarius.
Oh, you're like, I'm Sagittarius. Oh.
Fire, fire.
So cooler.
You're watching the broadcast right now?
Me?
Yes.
No.
Oh,
I watched it from work earlier.
Oh, gotcha.
I was at work for like 12 hours today. It was amazing.
All right, well, we'll reach out to Kristen. Hopefully we get you in the studio and we'll have you give some, you know, interesting opinions on this season of The Voice.
Keep on trucking.
Yeah,
Winter
that'd
Ray.
Be amazing.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling
Thank
in.
Thank you so much, and have a good night. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
Awesome. That was Winter Ray from The Voice tonight. She has a good attitude.
Totally. Yeah, love it.
I
did have to tell her that
awesome.
That song was just, no.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I liked her voice a lot, and I liked her, but, like, I was like, take a bow. Why?
Did Christina say, I wanted to hear more range? Did Christina say that to her?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe Halo would have been good. Yeah.
Rihanna's songs are literally three chords.
Yeah.
And, like, here and here. That's it.
Perhaps.
It's not going anywhere.
Maybe she tried to prove the whole, I look this image, you know, what people would expect her to do, rock music
and
or whatnot.
She's got.
And so then she thought, well, who's one of the more famous for America to know? Rihanna is an R&B singer. That's my only
and
thing.
Sometimes you just like a song and you're like, yeah. Oh, I'm going to audition with this because I like it.
That's right.
And sometimes it just, it's totally
yeah.
sucks. Song choice will, like, kill
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it really right. will.
Can we run to, thank you again to Winter Ray, who obviously called us. She was on today's episode of The Voice. Let's go to a commercial, and then you guys could go ahead and wrap up, do some news or predictions or whatever works
best. Yeah, let's make it happen.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 256-1729.
It's television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig
will come out. That wig.
When the TV show is over, get your After Buzz on.
Hey guys, what's up? Here we are back. We just have a few more people to wrap up the show. Let's just hurdle through them, guys.
Done. But before we get started,
oh yeah,
I have to say this. Rest in peace, Whitney Houston.
Oh, yeah.
The most amazing vocalist. Like, you're right up there with Michael Jackson for me. And
yeah, absolutely.
So, rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
You are awesome, not were.
So sad.
Yeah.
So young.
It's always the worst when you think of their potential. You know, I don't know if she had a comeback coming. I know she was going to do that movie Sparkle, but...
No such thing as a comeback. She didn't have to come back from anything. She was amazing.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry.
You just look defeated over there.
No. And you know, all these shows, I mean, the networks obviously capitalize on these sorts of things. It's not the greatest thing, but there will be a Whitney Houston episode, I'm sure, at some point. I think Glee's already
Really?
You know, I believe so.
I just feel
as unfortunate as that is, let's get, you know, people like these contestants on The Voice to go ahead and do those Whitney songs, and it'll be a beautiful experience and tribute to some degree, as the Grammys did.
And very challenging for the actual singers too. So
very challenging.
Yeah
exactly.
You're right. Not everyone should even step to that.
Yeah, no, not everyone should do a Whitney song.
Some of these Voice contestants, no, not all of them.
No,
but may she rest in peace.
Absolutely,
and
that is true. Certainly will be remembered. And she had a great life.
Mm-hmm. And leave her daughter alone. I mean, a lot of people... Because Bobby Christina's had some issues even years ago.
I just think they need to let people be human. You know? Like, just because you're a superstar and you have a voice that's incomparable to, like, most people doesn't mean you're not human.
And because we work in entertainment, I understand... There is certain things you have to absorb because this is what you signed up for. But if Bobby Christina has already had issues, well, for one, Bobby Brown is her father, and Bobby Christina has had some internet stuff that has went on when she was more of a teenager. I think she may be over 18 now.
She's
18 now.
Yeah.
So she already had problems, and she went to the Cedar Sinai twice over the weekend or whatever. So please, that would be my only thing.
Yeah, that's her mom. Like for people to even say anything in a negative way towards her at this time is insane and awful and mean. And she's a little girl still. She's only 18.
Being crazy.
We had to bring this up because it's definitely relevant. The voice, music, the whole thing. Brings you down a little bit, but...
It does.
You know, it's a tribute thing, too. Moving forward, I guess, what else do you guys have on The Voice?
We got some of the rest of the...
Chris.
What did he say?
I'd catch a grenade, dude.
Oh, what did we think of him?
He was good. I mean, again, he was better than a lot of the people that we've already mentioned.
I don't think he was good enough to make it through. I thought...
Really?
I don't know. His story was cool. His grandma plays on...
Because, I don't know. Did you think he was better than the Aaron Cancer Girl?
Wait. What does this guy look like again?
White dude. I think he wore with
bald.
The hat.
Was he bald? He had a cap?
Oh. Yeah, white dude with his hat.
White dude with
all right then.
Yeah, but he played guitar. Or did he play?
Oh, he did play guitar.
I don't think he played.
No, he didn't play guitar. No, no, no,
he did. No, he didn't.
Okay, I'm thinking of the football guy. But okay, babe, I'm not Hillary. It's okay. I'm like, no, okay.
He wishes.
Never gonna forget that.
Yeah, Hillary Duff, please call in.
Tweet us, do something.
Make his Valentine's
just for Mark.
Day. Yeah, just for Mark. Awesome. Cool.
But no, I thought he was good. Adam ended up...
going with him.
Well, Adam and CeeLo both turned around.
Mm.
I thought he had cool points in the song. Grenade is a hard song
to sing. It is a hard song. It seems easy, but it is a hard song to sing.
It's up there. But
especially for a guy. Yeah. Like, it's a high register song.
Yeah, Bruno Mars is like...
He's a beast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, I mean, he made it through, and I think he has some cool style to his voice, so that's all I got on that. All
right. Well, who else is
Nathan.
Which one's Nathan. That?
I don't remember him. I just know that he picked Blake.
Cool.
This is bad, Nathan.
What about...
We don't remember anything about you.
All right, yeah.
I know somebody I did remember.
Who?
Jordas.
Wait, we have to do Brian and Moses.
Oh, okay, Brian and Moses and Jordas.
Oh, these were the people that they did, like, short.
Okay, I was going to say.
Oh, they did really short little things on him.
Moses was the rapper. Why is the rapper on The Voice?
Oh, yeah, that was confusing.
What was the first MC they said they had?
No.
Yeah.
Stop it. Okay? Like, if you want to go beyond
Marcy doesn't
want to
hear it, Mark. Okay?
Not you, stop it. The Voice, stop it.
Okay, I'll keep that. But I guess they got to throw that in there.
Whatever.
Stevie Wonder.
It's whack. Stay in your lane.
Well, Jordas' dad loves Hawaiian PJs. I think that's safe to say. I love him, too.
He did. Well, who doesn't?
It's true.
It looked like the full thing that LMFAO wears, but it was like the whole wardrobe of the animal print.
Absolutely.
I just like all these little mocha mix people. Like,
But what did he... Oh, Baby I'm Amazed.
Yeah.
Baby I'm Amazed or Maybe I'm Amazed?
Maybe I'm Amazed, I think.
I don't know
maybe
saying.
I'm amazed.
But it was good. I do remember that. I don't know why she picked Blake. She's going home. That's what's going to happen. Sorry.
Oh, Candace. I don't know why she picked Blake either.
She's going home. She
Christina turned around.
She's
going to
be at the house talking about, dang.
Yeah, everybody turned around but Adam. But she, when she was getting down, Adam, down here,
yeah.
Just like that screaming voice, it was.
Yeah, that was intense.
Yeah. She has a lot of passion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think Adam was distracted because he like loved that song so much. He just sang along to it. Yeah. I'm like, dude, we know you can sing. Okay. We know. We know. Yeah, just let her sing. Just let it happen, you know? Mm-hmm. But.
She's going to be at the house. Sorry, Jordis.
She's at this proverbial house that Marcy keeps talking about. This house.
There are a lot of people on this edition that are going to be at the house.
Cool. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. I think, okay, as a whole, do you think this was better than the first episode?
No.
There's people.
No, a lot of people sucked on this episode.
So episode.
More
two...
sucked more on this episode or more on the last one?
This one.
Mm.
Yeah, for sure. For me,
I
anyway.
Agree. I think, yeah, I think the first one was more memorable. For the second.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, it sounds like, does that recap all the contestants?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's everybody.
Caps it up.
Yeah. We should definitely wrap it up. Are you guys, just one last question I could throw out to all of you guys. Gearing up for this, and I know you watch the American Idol. How are we feeling competitively with three types of shows? You know, you have The X Factor, American Idol, and now The Voice. Which one do you think is dominating right now?
I hear that The Voice is doing amazingly.
I don't know how, because I don't feel like it's better.
Yeah.
I'm just so used
I think
to
the Voice is about the judges. It's not about the contestants.
That's why it's the following is coming?
Yeah. I don't feel like it's from the contestants at all.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. I've been watching American Idol, and
the singers
are actually really good.
It might just be the format. It might be that, you know, as much as for us, you know, somewhat, you know, super fans of the show and entertainment, you know, we have friends that sing or whatnot. But, you know, for us, we're like, oh, like, we look at Middle America, they probably like the idea that it is just on The Voice and yeah. not
but it's
about.
Not.
Well, we know that.
And
but you know what I'm saying? Like, I would love to get, you know, some people from South Dakota to call us or Iowa, where Winter was from, you know, to call us. And maybe their perspective is, I just want to hear The Voice.
Yeah.
We know the reality that this business does require a little bit more. Maybe that's the big sell on The Voice.
I mean,
that's true.
That's what I love about Adele, Miss Million Time Grammy winner from last night.
I know.
She's not very cute. She's a really big girl. Like, but her voice trumps everything. I can actually watch her.
I like the fact that you said that before when we were watching this, that she is somebody that would do well on The Voice, but wouldn't do well on American Idol.
Right. She's definitely someone that if she wasn't Adele and had the push and all that stuff, Idol would be like, eh.
Idol, yeah. You just never know. I mean, it's
on The Voice,
though,
I think.
And we'll be back to talk more. We don't have possibly our normal outro music, so if you'll just give me a second.
TV. Whatever. Well, in the meantime.
From producers, Kevin.
Okay.
Cool. Well, in the meantime.
I can tell you for now, for sure, right at the moment.
Cool.
We do not, so I'll let you guys do your little outros here.
All right, cool. Okay, just I was going to say, everyone should say the Twitter handles.
Sorry.
Mine is at Macedo Music.
Marcia Lago Music.
Mark E. Allen, A-L-A-N.
/Hillary Duff.
/Hillary Duff.
It's not for her comeback. It's her comeback. Right here.
She never left either.
She just disappeared.
She never left our hearts.
She did.
So,
and what about
since,
you, Ron?
At Ronnie Jr. Media. And since we don't have the AfterBuzz little music, why don't you guys sing that little song? And then since you guys are all singing.
AfterBuzz TV. AfterBuzz TV.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.